Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, the Raiders close out their 2012 home schedule against an old AFL rival, the Kansas City Chiefs. Cornerback Philip Adams stops by on the eve of his first start for the Silver and Black, and head coach Dennis Allen will join us as he has all season long. Is this the week the Raiders snapped their long losing streak? All this and a whole lot more on week 15 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show, with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
Palmer straight drop, here's pressure, throw out left, catch, first down Raiders. Hayward Bay breaks a tackle, 10, a block from Myers, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders! And DHB runs 32 yards for a Raider touchdown.
DHB delivering the Raiders a touchdown. Darius Hayward Bay spinning out of the would-be tackle of his former teammate Stanford Rout. 32 yards later, touchdown Raiders. Win Raiders. In fact, that's the last time they have won a game. Let's see if they can sweep the season series against the Chiefs and in the process break this lengthy six-game losing streak. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Sunday will be the last home game of the year at ODOT.co all year. What a way to break the losing streak on Sunday against the Chiefs if they can get it done.
Yeah, it certainly would be. And I think that effort by DHB needs to be repeated against the Kansas City Chiefs once again. The Kansas City Chiefs are struggling just like the Raiders, and the Raiders have to find a way to win. Don't turn the ball over. Run the ball effectively, I think, is the key in this game, and they can come away with a victory.
Well, when the Raiders beat him in Arrowhead back in late October, they played a solid game all the way around, starting with the play of the quarterback, Carson Palmer. Not only the touchdown pass to Darius Hayward Bay mid-third quarter, Jim, but right before halftime, he hit Denarius Moore here again, victimizing the former Raider Stanford Rout in the back of the end zone to give the Raiders a 13-6 lead. And this was a tremendous performance by Darren McFadden. He ran for 114 yards in the game, Jim, on 29 carries against a very good, stout Kansas City front seven.
Yeah, they're very good against the run, but the offensive line did a great job. Darren McFadden was able to break some tackles and gain some extra yards along the way, and that's the kind of effort they need again this week. I think it's imperative that you do run that football against these guys, because these guys are tough and they'll hang in there. And the Raiders, one thing they don't want to do is keep it close at the end.
He had one of the longest runs he's had all year against Kansas City at Arrowhead with a 28-yarder. And then the next game against Tampa, of course, he had the high right ankle sprain. He was out for several weeks, but he did come back on Thursday night 10 days ago against the Denver Broncos, Jim. And first play of the second half, we see what the Raiders have been missing in their offense. A great block here by Brandon Myers, kind of a sweeping tight end, good speed to beat Champ Bailey one-on-one, and he goes galloping down the sideline.
And that's the kind of effort you want to see from Darren McFadden, and unfortunately he's been hurt, and he's been hurt much of his career. It'd be good, nice to have him back in the lineup and doing those kinds of explosive plays. And later on in the game against Denver, he scores a touchdown on a little short screen inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, this play on the short screen may have been the best design and executed offensive play we have seen from the Raiders all year, Jim. And Carson Palmer, very quietly, is going to put together a season that could break all of the records, all your records with the Raiders, Kenny Stabler, Rich Gannon. Carson Palmer is having a tremendous statistical season this year.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. When it's called upon, he puts the ball in the air probably more than he wants to. It'd be nice if a lot of those passes didn't come from when the Raiders have to throw in certain situations. They're behind. They've got to play catch up. But nonetheless, he's put on a great show for the Raiders. He's done extremely well. And the game against Kansas City the first time, only 209 yards, but they came away with a win because he could throw pick and choose when he wanted to throw the football.
And even in the loss against Denver, he had Darius Hayward Bay on a 56-yard touchdown. So Carson Palmer with 22 touchdown passes this year and over 3,800 yards may get Rich Gannon's record and have the greatest single-season passing year in Raider franchise history. All right, three more games to go, Jim. Let's pick out a young player each that we would like to evaluate here these final three games and build on something heading into the offseason.
Well, I'm still stuck on Brandon Myers, the kind of year he's having, 70 catches, just been phenomenal receiving the football. And he's not one of the younger players on the team, but he was a backup for, almost his entire 4 years that he's been here. So, I'm looking for more and bigger things from Brandon Myers, running routes down the field, making plays, making catches in crucial situations that helps keep that chain moving or gets in the end zone.
Yeah, good call with Brandon Myers, to be sure. I'm going to pick out the young, undrafted rookie out of Temple we were marveling at on the practice field in Napa, and he has taken it to the games here late in the year. Wide receiver Rod Streeter against against the Cleveland Browns here. Beautiful seam route. Carson has to throw it to his outside shoulder to avoid the safety in the middle of the field. Look at him adjust here. Touchdown, and then against the Denver Broncos with safety one-on-one. Again, a seam route right down the middle of the field and a tremendous 56-yard reception there. He had four catches for 100 yards. Rod Streeter looks like he could be a player for this team.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think he's been clutch on several occasions during the course of the season, coming out of nowhere, just out there performing, doing his job week in, week out.
All right, so Myers is your choice, and I'm going to go with Rod Streeter. But a very close second on my list was Philip Adams, who has come up with an interception in each of the last two games. He will make his first ever NFL start Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he'll get ready for that by making his first start ever on the Silver and Black Show. Philip Adams is next as we continue on the Silver and Black Show.